Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Today's the deadline for tax filings, and still, some payers will be rushing to get their forms mailed or filed electronically. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Just a few more hours to go. If you haven't already completed your income tax return for 2023, a financial therapist in Michigan, Lindsay Brian Podfin, says this is when people really get stressed out.
The legalese that goes along with it that can make us feel like we don't know enough or we might make a mistake.
She says if you're still working on your taxes, make sure your desk is clear of excess papers and objects so you can focus on what you're doing. And she says give yourself an incentive to get it done.
Ask your friend to go for a walk with you or to come over for dinner. Give yourself a high five.
Taxpayers can still file for an extension, but if you don't pay what you owe by today, you'll be assessed a penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports, the question now is what happens after Iran's unprecedented assault on Israel?
What happens next depends largely on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu previously has said anybody who strikes Israel will in turn be struck back. But he's under pressure, heavy international pressure, not to do anything and further escalate things.
Iranian officials claim the attack was in response to an Israeli airstrike last week. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports jury selection is scheduled to begin today in a case charging former President Donald Trump in connection with hush money payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign.
That means we're going to be seeing him day in and day out inside a Manhattan courtroom where he's a criminal defendant charged with 34 felony counts. At nighttime, however, we expect to see him campaigning as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
This is AP News.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Five women and a man died in a stabbing rampage.
The people killed and wounded by an assailant at a Sydney shopping mall were mostly women. A police officer shot and killed a man who had attacked people at the busy Westfield Bondi Junction Mall, and his family said he'd had a long history of schizophrenia, lacking social skills, and had a fascination with knives. Police add their investigation would include why he targeted women and avoided men during his attack. Those killed were five women and a man. 12 people were wounded, and police say they mostly were female. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
Scottie Scheffler won another Masters Green Jacket this weekend. In an AP interview, he says he stuck to his game plan on Sunday.
Around this golf course, you have to stay aggressive. You have to hit the right shots. There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just got to hit the right shots. And fortunately, today I was able to do that.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
O.J. Simpson's will has been filed with a county court in Nevada. And his executor says he'll fight any attempts for a payout in a civil wrongful death suit. O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne his estate executor. The will named Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. The Goldmans and the family of Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson won a $33 million judgment against the former NFL star in 1997 after he was acquitted of murder in the criminal trial surrounding their deaths. Simpson was later found guilty and jailed for a 2007 robbery. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Maine legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, approved a bill that would protect healthcare workers who provide abortion and gender-affirming care from legal action brought in other states. Republicans were united against the bill. If signed by Democratic Governor Janet Mills, Maine would join more than a dozen states that shield medical providers and others from out-of-state investigations regarding abortions. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval, and lawmakers last year approved a bill to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to receive limited gender-affirming care without parental consent. I'm Julie Walker.
Newsman Robert McNeil has died. With the late Jim Lehrer, he created public television's even-handed, no-frills evening news program, now known as the PBS NewsHour. After a journalism career that included covering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy for NBC, he came to PBS in the early 1970s, teaming up with Lehrer to cover the Senate Watergate hearings. Viewers responded well, and the pair started a half-hour nightly news program that expanded into the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour in 1983, the nation's first one-hour evening news broadcast. McNeil left the anchoring duties in 1995. He wrote several books and hosted other television programs, including the Emmy-winning 1986 series The Story of English. His daughter says McNeil died of natural causes at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Civil War exceeded expectations at the box office to become the number one movie this week. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Well, you're American, okay? Okay. What kind of American are you?
Civil War, a story of journalists in a dystopian America at war with itself, earned $25.7 million in North America in its opening weekend, according to studio estimates. It was expected to make between $15 and $24 million. Civil War knocks Godzilla Kong the New Empire down to second after 2 weeks at number one. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is number three. Kung Fu Panda 4 is number four. Dune Part 2 is fifth. CBS will end its daytime talk show The Talk after 15 seasons. It will premiere its final season in the fall and end for good in December. Actor Sarah Gilbert said she created the show based on discussions with her mom friends.
Close the door, change the channel.
Maggie Rogers wants her Don't Forget Me album to be your sing-along in the car music. Rogers says she hopes listeners feel like she's in the passenger seat.
I really wanted to make a record that felt like a Sunday driving record because to me, those are some of the most intimate moments that I've had with music.
That's No Doubt performing at Coachella on Saturday, courtesy of YouTube and Golden Voice. It's the first time in nearly 10 years No Doubt has played together. A small earthquake shook the area Saturday morning with no injuries or damage reported. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Golf. On Sunday, the number one player in the world was number one in Augusta. Graham Agars files this report on the Masters.
World number one Scottie Scheffler has cruised to his second green jacket. Scheffler was in a four-way tie for the lead after seven holes, but then upped the ante with birdies at 8, 9, and 10. He then watched as his rivals fell away.
It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Colin Morikawa made two quick double bogeys. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg found water at 11, and Max Homer was lucky to escape with a double bogey after almost losing his ball at 12. Scheffler pulled away, posting a final round 68 to finish 11 under, in the end four clear of the Masters rookie Åberg. It was Scheffler's third win in his last four tournaments.
Pro basketball, seeding for the Western Conference playoffs remained in doubt as Sunday play began. The Thunder, Nuggets, and Timberwolves began the day with the same record. The day's big winner was Oklahoma City, as we hear in this report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Thunder have claimed the top seed in the West by throttling the Mavericks 135-86. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander delivered 15 points in just one half of action.
We all know what got us to this point, and just doubling down on that and keeping our heads down and trusting the work. And we got this far for a reason.
The Thunder enjoyed an 82-41 halftime lead and wrapped up the top seed for the first time in 11 years. Dallas rested Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, and two other starters with the number 5 seed already clinched. Brandon Williams had a game-high 22 points for the Mavs.
Things did not go according to plan for Minnesota, which fell behind by 22 after the first quarter and lost to visiting Phoenix 125-106. Suns coach Frank Vogel is glad his guys came to play because the win gets them into the sixth seed and out of the play-in tournament.
We wanted to finish in the top six just to, you know, avoid the possibility. I mean, we would have been confident in a play-in game, but you avoid the possibility of a bad shooting night or a rolled ankle or something like changing the fate of your season.
Because the Timberwolves lost, that gave the Nuggets the opportunity to leapfrog into the number 2 slot, and that is exactly what the defending champs did, beating Memphis 126-111, leaving Minnesota as the third seed. In the Eastern Conference, it wasn't easy, but the Knicks wrapped up the second seed by outlasting Chicago 121-119. New York coach Tom Thibodeau was glad the Knicks came through on a day in which a lot was on the line for a lot of teams.
We're playing for something, so are they. You know, the way all these games are unfolding, that's just the way it is.
Meanwhile, Orlando, Indiana, and Philadelphia started the day with identical records. The Pacers buried Atlanta 157-115 to get the fifth seed. Orlando blew out the Bucks 113-88 to become the sixth seed, and because of tiebreakers, the Sixers were relegated to the play-in despite their 107-86 decision over Brooklyn. Philly will square off with Miami, which closed the regular season by beating Toronto 118-103. The other Eastern Conference play-in matchup pits the Bulls and Hawks. The rest of the Sunday NBA card went like this. Lakers over Pelicans 124-108 in what turned out to be a preview of their play-in matchup. Warriors outlasted the Jazz 123-116, while the Kings will face Golden State in the play-in after laughing at Portland 121-82. It was Rockets 116, Clippers 105. Celtics beat the Wizards 132-122. Hornets won in Cleveland 121-110, and the Spurs pummeled the Pistons 123-95. Back with baseball, hockey, and auto racing after this.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Baseball, lots of interleague action on Sunday. In Baltimore, the game's top-ranked prospect, Jackson Holliday, got his first big league hit and scored the tie-breaking run as the Orioles defeated Milwaukee 6-4.
If you go for 3 or 4 games, I mean, it's going to happen in baseball. I mean, I prefer it not to be at the beginning of my career, but it's going to happen, and I'm glad to hopefully learn from it.
As a major leaguer, Holliday had been 0-13 before that base hit. In other games pitting league versus league, the Mets got by Kansas City 2-1. The Reds pounded the MLB worst White Sox 11-4. The Blue Jays blanked Colorado 5-0. The Cubs hung on to defeat the Mariners 3-2. And Tampa Bay downed the Giants 9-4. In the American League, the Guardians walked off the Yankees in 10 innings 8-7. The Astros outscored the Rangers 8-5. The Red Sox slipped past the Angels 5-4. It was the Tigers 4, the Twins 3, and the A's erased a 5-run deficit to defeat the Nationals 7-6. Over in the National League, the Pirates thumped Philadelphia 9-2. The Braves rallied to defeat the Marlins 9-7. The Diamondbacks scored all their runs in the fifth to blank the Cardinals 5-0, and the Padres beat the Dodgers 6-3. Hockey, the Avalanche scored the game's first 3 goals, then lost in overtime at Vegas 4-3. Elsewhere, the Blues beat the Kraken 4-1, Carolina 4, Chicago 2, and the Flames came back to beat the Coyotes 6-5. Auto racing, Chase Elliott went overtime to win the NASCAR Cup event at Texas Motor Speedway. The victory ended a 42-race winless streak. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Cambodia's famous temples face a slow comeback and new challenges since the pandemic.
The Angkor Wat Temple Complex sprawls across 155 square miles, containing the ruins that are hundreds of years old. When it was designated a World Heritage Site in 1992, it was named a Living Heritage Site because the local population observed ancestral traditions that have disappeared elsewhere. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the area saw more than 5 million visitors per year. During the pandemic, those numbers dropped to virtually zero. Today, visitors are measured in the hundreds of thousands.
I've noticed a big difference around the town of Siem Reap in general, actually. Places like Pub Street and stuff like that, it's a lot less lively.
Charlie Georgiou is a British expatriate who works in Phnom Penh. He relishes the peace in the world's largest religious monument.
Visiting here, Angkor Wat, today, is super quiet. But I prefer it, you know? It's better.
There are some new challenges facing the historic temples. Long Kosal, a local government official, says YouTubers are vexing the temple's monkey population for clicks.
This is the problem for us. We need to find solid reasons in which we can use against them and to prevent them not to make content by abusing the monkey.
The local government is also in the process of relocating families who moved into the temple area. That makes groups like Amnesty International concerned over possible human rights abuses. But authorities say they're doing nothing more than protecting the heritage land from illegal squatters.
They had a clear source of income at the time, tourism, but also other sources of income linked to the location of Angkor.
Amnesty's Monse Ferrer says they're concerned about those forcibly moved far away from the commerce centers they rely on.
They're now at least 30 minutes away from the site and can no longer access those sources of income.
According to the Cambodian government, an increase in visitor numbers is expected in 2024 and in future years, with around 500,000 visitors counted so far this year. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.